The Gemara Pesachim discusses the Isur of going to what the Gemara calls Kaldiyim. Kaldiyim, the Rashbam explains as stargazers. Those are people that are able to read the future and tell the future to a person. The Gemara cites a pasuk, Tamim Tiyim Hashem Elohecha, that a person has to have complete faith in God, whatever's going to happen to him, and accept it and not try to preempt it by trying to find out the future. So it's a good time to review the question of not going to stargazers, but the subject of magicians in halakha. Are magicians permissible or not? So there's a very famous Rambam in his Sefer HaMitzvot, and he talks about the Ohez Einayim, the fellow that's not using any sort of sorcery, but he just is using optical illusions, or he has a quick hand that he's able to make things, for example, disappear, Rambam says, or he'll throw a ring up and then it'll come out of somebody's mouth, or he puts a handkerchief in his sleeve and takes out a snake, and all things like this, which we're familiar with, taking a rabbit out of a hat, and all those type of things. Rambam unequivocally says that that is asur, and one who does it would get malkut for doing such a thing. For that reason, Hakam Avadya is a famous teshuvah bi'aomer in Chelek He Yored Siman Yudalid, where he says one should not engage in magic tricks of such, even though they're not using sorcery, even to hire a magician, let's say for Simchat Hatan V'Kala, you want to hire to make a little fun at a wedding, to bring a magician. Chacham Avadya's opinion is that this is unequivocally asur. Unless, he says, the magician is a goy. The magician is a goy, so then you can rely on the opinions that say that optical illusions are permissible, and in the case of a mitzvah, let's say you want to make the Hatam Mikalah happy, there's an opinion of the Radbaz that was Mekel. In any event, but to hire a Jewish magician, even at a wedding or a makom mitzvah, would be asur according to the Hakam. It should be pointed out that not only is the magician making any sur, but Hakam Avadya says anybody that's taking part in the show would also be involved in isur as well. That's the rabbi's opinion. There was another question asked in Halakha by Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Teshuvot Igrot Moshe. The address of that teshuvah was Chelek Yerodea Gimal Siman Mem Dalid. There he said, is it permissible to go to a hypnotist where they put the person under a trance and they're able to tap into his subconscious and start to either give him certain types of therapy or help on different issues that he has? So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that after speaking to different hypnotists, not being hypnotized, but after speaking to them, they told him that there's no kishuf over here at all. It's not working with black magic or anything. It's just a certain technique that they have to put people in certain trances. And in certain cases, it can help the people overcome certain problems. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, "Enir el esor baze." He says, I don't see to say that this is forbidden. However, he does say, of course, one has to make sure that the hypnotist is a Yireh Shamayim person, is a God-fearing person that's not going to, Chas V'Shalom, take advantage or do things that are forbidden. But then Rav Moshe Feinstein says something very interesting. He says, Aval yesh baziz zilzul be'atzmo. He says it's a degrading thing for a person to put himself under hypnotism, where he's losing his mental faculty, so to speak. And therefore he says, only in a case where he needs it for medicinal purposes can he go and put himself under hypnotism. But just to do it for fun, you know, wants to have a good time, this was considered zilzul, that you're belittling oneself, and therefore one should not involve himself in that just for the fun of it.